Right, all right. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. You're in tune to Music is Healing Boston, right here on WBCA 102.9 FM, Boston's Community Radio. I'll be your host, Quay.
I'll be your co-host, Seth Weintraub, right here at Northeastern University Studios.
That's right, and we're back with another episode of the Hip Hop Declassified Industry Survival Guide, featuring in this episode
Phoenix Outha and co-host Tamanai.
It's going to be a fiery episode, lots of conversation with some live and studio performances, as well as some material, original songs from Phoenix. But before we get into that, why don't you tell the people a little bit about how this came about?
Yeah, this was our first episode that we recorded as part of our hip hop and the music industry class right here at the Shulman Studios on Northeastern's campus. And, you know, we had Mikey the Reaper helping out with the interview. We had D-Rock also as part of the interview. And we just wanted to have them come in, talk about their educational backgrounds, talk about their performance, talk about, you know, hip hop as a whole, just to give us kind of a baseline for what we were going to expect for the rest of our episodes. And it was just fun to see them talk about their experiences, talk about their music, do some performances, and just kind of get a vibe going in the studio.
So without any further ado, we're going to turn it over to Phoenix right now to kick us off into this episode. Keep it locked right here. Music is healing.
Peace and blessings, y'all. This is Phoenix Outha. You're listening to Hip Hop Declassified Industry Survival Guide. We're going to get into this first track called Lonely Road.
Hey, yo, what up, Philly?
Hey, what up, fool? What's been good, baby?
I'm chilling, man. What's up with you, man? Yo, you still old girl?
Yeah, man.
Still doing that thing?
Man, look, I was playing games, but it's about that time.
I'm about to put a ring on it, man.
Didn't I treat you fair?
You got a real one, you know, you gotta keep them put them to sleep.
Didn't I treat you fair? You wanted to take us to the stars, I ignored you to keep you here. Looking back on all these past years seems so weird. We stood at the verge of getting down, spitting rounds in the field, freeing slaves, being brave from the steeple den, where the words heard clean and clear for the people's ears. I kept you cool, safe, and tame to keep a bill. You heeded the call, gave you all, shared your region's skills. A legionnaire, a legend as a myth, activist off tour, pour your glass past the fifth. The nastiness, stagnant, passages tested, madness festered in the nanobit chip. On my shoulder and my hip and my holster in the midst of the smoke, seen the war and peace of Cold Store. Keep the camp amp and the team steam ahead, cause the dream never ends until the team scene is dead. Alive on the rise or on the road or on hold, on board, put your sword or step forward. Awkward, foreign to each other, but we love us. On my knee, asking if you would do me the honor.
It's like she never was mine, you know? Like the whole time, man, I was hurt. Bartender, please, can you get another drink, man?
Sorry, man.
You gotta cut me off? Me? My woman left me, man.
Keep your head up, brother.
I'm so tired of y'all. Keep my head up. You wanna know what I gave this? I gave her everything, man. I gave her the shirt off my back. I gave the socks off my feet. I gave her my shoes, but she ain't got no soul, man.
You cold-blooded bitch. I put years in this shit. You just couldn't admit that you just wouldn't commit. Did I not treat you like you was the most important thing to walk the planet like black people? This a guilt trip, cause I felt tilted. Wallet looking empty, cabinets look filthy. This ain't the way, must be the symptoms of being a simp. What a straw to sip from, they call me a victim. I just want answers and you just won't give none. So here I am, and here it is. It's clear at this point you never took me serious. And I could be furious, but now is the time to leave it all behind and change my state of mind and pay you none. Your jail I'm escaping from, hard to lift up anxiety when it weighs a ton. But I gave my all, and if that can satisfy, I re-strategize, I'm no longer magnetized by you.
Where did I go wrong? I must have done.
You're listening to Music is Healing Boston, right here on WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station. We'll be right back with Phoenix Outha and the Hip Hop's Declassified Industry Survival Guide right after this quick message. Stay tuned.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
It's your boy Mikey the Reaper, and here we are with the Hip Hop Industry Survival Guide. Now, we have with us today
Drock on the beat,
and we also have Tamanai, a legendary creator who's been working with collectives to go ahead and collaborate creatively, expressing the importance of Black and brown creation and the vitality of Black expression through artistic mediums. And we also have with us a legendary Boston artist that goes by the name of Phoenix, who's both an educator and an artist. Now I'm going to turn it over to Rock to go ahead and talk a little bit more and interview the two legendary artists.
First of all, let me just say, it is so great to have you both here today for us on campus. We're really, really looking forward to just hearing what you got to say about the industry. And, you know, we thank you for being here, as always.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so that track, Lonely Road, it's a Madlib beat. Those familiar with Madlib, he lost his house in the Altadena fires. So this happened, we recorded this before that happened. But yeah, like, my relationship with music has been kind of one foot in, one foot out. Like, I've been making music, but I've been teaching. I'll, you know, teach for a year or two and then stop and work on music or something else. And the track kind of was me saying, like, I want to commit to this and give it 150%. So that was my first verse, like, where I'm on my knee, you know, trying to commit and just put a ring on it, so to speak. And my buddy, the second verse done by DT or Day Tripper, his group is called the Difference Machine, but he's also in my crew, VJC, Vinyl Junkie Click. He's been messed with music. He committed, you know, he stopped going to undergrad, just 150% for music, and it maybe hadn't yielded the financial gains or benefits that he wanted. So he's like, I'm done with you. Like, I've gave you 150%, you know, you cold-blooded, you know what I'm saying, you didn't commit to me. So it's kind of like, we're just creating a large metaphor for music being a woman. And in one hand, I'm ready to commit. And on the other hand, he's ready to call it quits.
Our first question for today is, how do you balance being an artist and being a teacher?
Okay, well, I'm going to say my piece. I'm also going to send the mic open to Tamina. Yes, she is also an educator.
Right.
But it's not a balance. Sometimes it's one or the other. Sometimes one sacrifices for the other. So when I got to show up and get to work, and I can't do that show on Thursday night or Wednesday night, and you know, when the spirit inspires me, I got to write, so maybe some papers won't get graded that weekend, you know. So I kind of try to go with the flow as much as possible. When inspired, I put some words on paper. I try to turn a couplet into a verse into a song. And at first, I didn't share being an MC with my students because some of my stuff is R-rated, X-rated. But now I feel a little more comfortable, you know, sharing my artistic expression and only sharing those pieces that I feel are age appropriate with them.
Yeah.
So I do the best that I can.
I don't want to impede anything like that, but yeah, I think that's a really profound thing to say, honestly. I think that putting your work first, especially, like, you know, your own personal passions, I think is something that I personally commend and admire that you do first, even though, like, you have to take some sacrifices, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's until one pays more than the other, you know. we gotta feed these kids, you know. I have a son, so I have to take care of him. And right now, you know, teaching is paying more bills than making music. But you know, always working on doing that and taking things to the next plateau creatively. I have two new projects out. I'll be making merch and having events around those projects, performing and trying to take you know, my craft to the next plateau where it can be a source of income for my family.
Gotta let me know when that drops, because low-key, I'm excited. Now,
repeat the question one more time.
So the question was, how do you balance going about being an artist and being a teacher? How do you balance going about being a teacher and an artist at the same time?
I think it's a dance. I do believe that it's a dance. I think that we're never really just one thing in life or two things. I think you could be so many different things at once. It's just, and I think it's about knowing how to pivot. I would say about Phoenix that I think because he's a teacher, it makes it so that he's an even doper MC, right? Because I feel like being an educator informs your practice as an MC, and being an MC informs your practice as an educator, and it keeps, I would say it makes you a cooler teacher, right? And for me, I think being an artist and being an educator, it is a challenge, you know, balancing the two. But when you can find ways to allow them to overlap, like using your gift in the classroom with the kids, using it to teach them something, or even using the craft as an opportunity to relate to them, because, you know, hip hop has a history, and kids that are listening to music today need to know that it's not just play stuff. It's like, you know, hip hop is in the Library of Congress, right? So, yeah, I do think, like, I would say the way I'm balancing it now is really just like Phoenix said, knowing when it's time to sacrifice, and knowing when it's time to just create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, say the last part, close to the mic.
Oh, yes, I think the thing with being an artist and an educator is knowing when it is, like, kind of piggybacking off of what Phoenix said, is knowing when it's